I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey, all you scaredy legends. This is Damo. I just wanted to once again throw out some quick little plugs before the episode. Firstly, if you're in Melbourne, I'm now running a monthly screenwriters club at the Nova Cinema in Carlton, where on the first Monday of every month, we head to the movies to watch a new release and then go around the corner to Story Studios Australia to enjoy some refreshments and chat through the movie. It's a lot of fun, very laid back, you get to meet some awesome people and of course, do our favourite thing of talking movies. You can find all further details and the booking link at tinyurl.com/screenwritersclub. And I'll also add that link to the show notes as well. Secondly, our Patreon. We are having so much fun over there, not only creating a score of bonus content, including small screen scares, our RPG campaigns, and a whole bunch of other interesting eps, but also connecting with all our patrons and discovering if they're cowards or brave babes. And because we've reached our first two initial stretch goals, we also have even more bonus content coming up on top of our current weekly episodes, including an audio commentary for a movie chosen by our patrons. And Sean is going to deliver us the incredible gift of his movie maintenance for the Underworld franchise. I'm so freaking excited for it. You can sign up now for just $5 a month at patreon.com/scaredyboys. That's it. Thanks so much, everyone. And stay scared.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Home of comedy.
Culture.
Adventures.
And ghosts.
Hello and welcome to Scaredy Boys, a podcast where three cowardly friends discuss horror movies. I'm Damien.
I'm Sean.
And I'm Tom.
And for this episode, we watched Cocaine Bear. Cocaine Bear is a 2023 American comedy horror film directed by Elizabeth Banks and written by Jimmy Warden.
Let me read my synopsis, you cuss.
Sorry, Damo. Let me do it.
Leave it in.
Damo, be professional, mate.
I'm trying damn hard.
Real amateur hour here.
Yeah, fuck it, hell.
Inspired by the 1985 true story of a drug runner's plane crash, missing cocaine and the black bear that ate it. This wild, dark comedy finds an oddball group of cops, criminals, tourists, and teens converging in a Georgia forest where a 500-pound apex predator has ingested a staggering amount of cocaine and gone on a coke-fueled rampage for more blow and blood.
Fantastic.
See,
summary.
Look, there we go. Yeah. Wasn't that good? Synopsis.
Beautifully read.
Thank beautifully you. Read.
I'd like to apologize to my English Victorian schoolboy twin, Tom. That's rude, Tom.
Sorry.
we just done a cocaine bear. Yeah.
Can I ask a question to you, lads?
Yes. Yes.
Let's talk cinema experience.
Yes.
Because I think this is a cinema film.
Yes.
My one.
Yep.
Pretty juicy crowd in there.
Okay.
Yep.
Lots of laughs. Lots of energy.
Yes.
And I think my experience of watching it sort of fed off that.
Yeah, you got the bump.
I also had a bump. in that I did some coke and then I went to see the movie. Perfect time. Best way to do it.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I also had a pretty packed cinema. But what I had as well was I had a group of about 6 to 7 people who came in as a group who were enjoying the movie. Mm. So their enjoyment and sort of camaraderie filtered its way through the rest of the cinema.
Oh, you got to say then, if you're a group of 6 or 7 in a cinema, you got a big job to do.
You do.
Yeah, people are relying on you.
You got to deliver.
Yeah. They've seen you walk in. They're like, okay, these are our vibe crew for the night.
Especially for a movie like Cocaine Bear. If we're watching, Banshees of Inisherin.
Right.
You don't have to bring a vibe.
No. You can leave that
don't
at the door.
Don't bring that energy.
Don't.
I don't want it.
Yeah.
No. You know, it's funny too, watching this with a boisterous crowd.
Mm.
A lot of cocaine experts in the audience.
Oh, okay.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you can pick them. You can pick them when that kid gets that blade of coke.
Right.
And they're all like, oh, no, that's too much. No, oh, fuck.
That, can I just say, in the crowd that I was in, that happened and everyone just went, oh. Like, I'm not even a cocaine expert, yeah, but I know that is too much. Too much.
Maybe we're just conditioned to it from movies. Like, we know what a good line looks like.
Right,
and
right.
What that kid got on that blade. Yeah.
That's a fucking Scarface line. We know the difference between a line of coke that someone does in a movie to be like, I'm just doing some coke,
yeah,
to a line of coke that Scarface does.
Yeah.
I can't... Tony
Montana.
I was what is his fucking name? Yeah. It's not Scarface.
Scarfaced us. Damon, you had a different experience.
Yeah, I had an unfortunate experience. So... Tommy, you had messaged us and said, hey, Damo, do you reckon you can catch this on the weekend so that we can chat about it next week? I'm like, yep, great. It was the perfect timing. Had a weekend to myself. I was like, I'm going to make a day of this. I got up too early because I can't help but do that. And then I looked up the showings that were on that day, went over at Docklands. I'm going to ride my bike. It was a beautiful sunny day. Rode my bike over Docklands, caught the first showing at 10 a.m.
That's your first mistake.
There's my big first.
Yeah. Well, time-wise and also location-wise,
yeah,
that's a dead cinema.
It's a dead cinema for whatever
that's
reason.
That's where you want to go when you don't want to have anyone in the cinema with you.
And I almost didn't. So I'm like, first of all, can I even just give a bit more detail? Because then I was like, I was in a good mood. Go up to the little kiosk, the things where you just do it yourself on the screen.
Yep.
Put in my stuff, blah, blah, blah. Yep. Buy my ticket, pay it, goes through. No ticket comes out.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, okay. Hard to keep my positive attitude. Walk over to the boys at the thing and said,
oh, now you got to talk to a person.
Now I got to talk to a person. I'm like, hey, yep, I'm trying to do the thing. And then I also have to say, yeah, I'm by myself. It's 10 a.m. on a Saturday and I want to watch Cocaine Bear. It was embarrassing. It was shameful.
Yeah.
And I had to say, sorry, but didn't print my ticket. And they looked it up. Yep, you're fine. Go in. And they're like, oh, yeah, you're in seat E4 or whatever. Go in. Of course, it doesn't fucking matter. No one else is in there.
Yeah.
But that's all right. I'm like, I got the cinema to myself. That's always a slightly giddy experience. Sure.
That is. We actually spoke with friend of the show, Joel Dusha, who had a solo cinema experience recently.
Right.
And we're reminiscing about, have you ever had the solo cinema experience?
I've gotten close so many times.
Yeah, same.
Never actually.
Oh, I want it.
I've had two. One of them was Charlie's Angels Full Throttle. My brother and I were the only two people in a cinema in Ballarat.
Yeah.
The usher kept coming in to be like, hey, it's just these guys in here. Great experience.
From memory, that's a nice cinema. Old school?
Yeah, old school cinema. It probably doesn't exist anymore.
Right.
And another one was seen with my friend Horror Movie Dave.
Horror Dave.
We saw Gran Torino together.
Shout out to Dave.
At a cinema in Lorne, and we're the only two people in it.
Okay.
Yeah, nice. Sorry, I should clarify. I haven't had the Sean solo. I've been with two other people before to see Scary Movie 5, and we were solo.
Okay, So you were the vibe captains of that ship.
Captains of the ship.
I've had three. I forgot about one. I saw Pompeii, and I was the only person in the theater at about 11 a.m.
That's probably the saddest experience of your life.
Because Pompeii, garbage film.
Pompeii is, as you know, Tom, is the movie that I missed the beginning of. And so I spent the whole movie going, but what if the bit I missed at the start was makes excellent. It good?
It doesn't.
And I've years later watched the start. It doesn't.
It's not necessary.
Watching, I had like three hours to kill, and I'd come into the city, and I was like, I'd come in from Geelong, I think. I can't really remember. But I had too much time to kill. And I was like, I'll just go see what's on. And there was a bunch of stuff that was out, and none of them were on at the time. The only movie I could go and see was Pompeii.
Yeah. Hey, look, you know.
Yeah.
You would have never known.
No.
You just got to give it a crack.
Once
Pompeii's one of those movies that's so bad that you start to like get angry at things that shouldn't make you angry at a movie like that. Like you look at Kit Harington's body in it and you go, you should not be ripped because in the movie you're a slave who you don't get fed any protein.
No, you're getting fed
gruel, mate.
Right.
It's bullshit.
Right.
It's absolute bullshit.
So to finish this Cocaine experience. Bang, yeah. Yes. So then I'm like, all right, I've got solo. That's fun. And then a few minutes before this guy sort of shambles in, bit of a bigger lad with a big saggy t-shirt and he's coughing the whole movie.
I hate that so much. Coughing home,
just
bud.
Sort of that sort of like, not like constant dry cough, like just every 5 to 10, a phlegmy little
clears the smoker's cough.
No, not even. I don't know. It was, yeah.
Did he laugh at any jokes in the movie?
No, he was adding nothing to the vibe.
Well, no, he was, but it was bad.
But he's not entirely to blame because I also have to point the finger at myself. As you boys know, I take notes often during a Scaredy Boys watching. And
even in the cinema?
Oh, I've never done it in a cinema before.
But you thought, hey, why not?
I thought, well, it's you
just
know.
Just me and Cough Boy here.
Yeah, just me and Cough Boy. But I didn't want to use my phone.
Yeah.
I brought a notepad and a pen.
Oh,
I'm like,
huge.
I'm going to do it. And so there was a point I was writing a note. It was probably Margot Martindale Rocks, whatever it was.
Yeah.
And I had this like out-of-body experience where I was looking down at myself at 10 a.m. in an empty cinema watching Cocaine Bear, writing notes. And I'm like, At this moment in time, I'm the biggest wanker on the planet.
I want to defend Damo.
Yeah, I'm going in a bad for you. That's a cool thing to do.
Yeah, mate. Going to the cinema by yourself, okay. Done it a few times. Powerful. I enjoy it. I look forward to it.
There's nothing wrong with going to the cinema by yourself.
Yeah.
Making notes in the cinema by yourself while watching Cocaine Bear.
Hey, look, you're a student of film.
Yeah, you love cinema. I was trying to be.
Mate, don't be ashamed of that big brain in there.
I felt like a tosser.
Well, you've robbed yourself of the experience. Did you at least get some popcorn or something?
No, I had brought some snacks with me.
Okay,
what did you have? Snuck them in.
What was on the plate?
What did I have?
Egg and bacon roll.
Had a bit of a three-course meal.
Yeah.
Something chocolatey it would have been. Okay, yeah, I'm more of a chocolate than a popcorn boy.
Oh, fair enough. Interesting. Good to know.
Yeah, there's a little fun fact for the crew.
Means if we're getting popcorn, Sean and I are having most of it.
Damn straight.
Yeah, actually.
I think that happened last night.
We have some recent evidence. Yes,
that's how. Why isn't Damo getting all this fucking popcorn?
I ate two kernels and that was me done. Very satisfied, thank you.
Yeah,
look, otherwise...
We having popcorn later, Tom?
I think we
are. Oh, yeah.
Otherwise, this was a... there's a lot to like about this movie. I think I've definitely got my flaws with it, and I think the vibe...
Yes.
Because I was so crystallized towards looking for flaws, I guess, because...
Yeah. What'd you love about it?
I liked the comedy.
Yep.
Had a good time with the comedy. It's that sort of left of center, a bit silly, a bit goofy. Elizabeth Banks, obviously, her background, Wet Hot American Summer, you can see that coming through.
Juicy ensemble.
Juicy ensemble.
Great ensemble.
Great ensemble. Yep. And some great character bits. I love Alden Ehrenreich.
Oh, my God. Yeah. One of his best performances.
I'm so glad he's... I want this to be the renaissance of him because I loved him in Hail Caesar. I think he got absolutely fucking shafted by Disney and Star Wars over a film that wasn't his fault because they hired the guys that did the Lego movie and they got shocked that they were making a silly movie. It's like, what did you think you were getting? These guys did 22 Jump Street.
Yeah.
And 21 Jump Street. Like, what were you expect? Anyway.
But also, like, having seen him in this, where he's nailing the comedy.
Yeah.
Fuck, I want to see that even more now.
Fuck. Yeah. That whole scene where he's walking along with that, the leader of that little kid gang.
Yes.
Like, buy him a lizard. I used to practice conversation starters with the lizard all the time.
Yeah.
Just so good.
Mm.
So, again, the ensemble cast stuff is fantastic. He's great. The guy playing David, his little offsider.
Right.
Is also great. The fact that the lingering 20 questions thing.
Yeah.
The running joke of six
and
more.
That comes to a nice little thing at the end.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. Yep.
Beautiful stuff.
Six more days of John.
Mm. Margot is incredible.
Oh, she's excited.
When she comes in, you kind of just... And that was another nice thing about seeing it with a crowd. She's been in enough stuff and she's been awesome for long time now. People in the crowd, you kind of hear a bit of a,
oh here we go.
Yeah, Margot. Yeah.
Yep. We're going to get something good here.
Character actress Margot Martindale.
Yeah.
It's stacked with character actors.
Mm.
And Margot's great. Jesse Tyler Ferguson, very funny.
Fantastic. He commits.
That whole bit with the go check out my friends. That's what he calls the animals. I don't like calling them animals. He doesn't like calling them animals.
Her being so like giddy and just like infatuated with him is really nice too.
Oh, that's great.
Is the little kid's name Henry?
Yes.
Henry is the best fucking young actor in the world.
Move over.
General
fuck off. This kid, fuck, he's funny.
He's so funny.
How do you nail that brand of humor and that brand of arguably adult humor?
It's incredible.
Unreal.
At no point does he become annoying either, which could be so easy for him to do. He can slip into being annoying.
Has that line about how he's worried this is going to change him for his whole life. It's really innocent kid line. But it's so great.
Oh, shit. Yeah. It's fantastic.
And the adults, like Margot and Jesse Tyler Ferguson, just treat him like shit.
Yeah.
They are horrible.
Yeah. It's very funny.
Margot's death is psycho.
Oh, man.
Her death is...
That is a scene where the movie, like... the tone of it, I guess, I didn't have an issue. I know some people had like tonal whiplash with it.
Yeah, I can see that.
I'm okay with it because it's silly, it's comedic, and then it's like psycho violent. That part is crazy.
That whole ambulance sequence is brilliant.
Yeah.
I
thought for sure she was going to accidentally shoot the ambulance guy.
Yeah.
That would have been great.
100%.
Yeah.
Well, I just thought that she was going to live, or that one of them was going to live longer.
No.
And like, no, this is the end of the road for them.
Yeah.
And then we'll just bring in some more people that might get killed. Like, it really cycled through them.
I was actually surprised that you didn't see the bear initially, that you didn't see the bear as its calm persona. And then when it got dug into the cocaine, like when we meet it,
it's on coke.
We're already in. We're locked in. That shocked me. I thought we were going to get a bit of a slower build.
Well, this is where I had a few issues when it felt a little bit messy. There was some stuff that just seemed to happen off camera. Like, even them first doing the 20 questions, we come in and they're already like partway, like hasn't explained it or anything like that.
Yeah, there's a bit of that.
And there was another scene, I'm blanking on exactly where it was, where I just felt like, hold on, we've just missed a whole fucking chunk of the movie. Like, it just...
I wonder if there's a director's cut.
I hope
that
features
all 20 questions.
Yeah. But it did, the storytelling felt a little messy to me, where I was just like, Okay, you've just jumped to that thing.
It is a little uneven.
Yeah,
it's uneven. It seems like they've tried for a pacier edit
and
have probably accidentally or foolishly gotten rid of some of the stuff that might have made it sort of resonate a bit more.
Yeah, and you know, again, you got to listen to your editors. Like, they know the story as well as the rest of us. Yeah.
Maybe, you could have been the editor's fault. You never know.
Well, it could have been a shit editor.
It's a little uneven, and the violence comes, and then there's weirdly not enough. It's just going to sound insane. In the middle, there's some crazy violent. And this thing, you go to see this movie, and it's like watching a slasher, but it's a bear.
Right.
Yeah, Coke. And so it's the fun, silly violence of like a ridiculous shark movie or a ridiculous monster movie where you're like, what are the deaths going to be? And then there's some really fucked ones. And then it kind of chills out for like the back half of the movie.
Yeah, yeah.
And then even the last death isn't that brutal.
For
Ray Liotta. Yeah. Also, this is his last film performance he filmed. Which is
No, I think he has one or two.
I think he has two other movies coming out. This is his last film performance.
Elizabeth Banks did say that he went off after this one to film something, and I'm not sure how much of that he actually filmed. So he might be in one more thing.
The reason they're saying it's his last is because he had to re-record some of his lines in post-production, which he did a week before he died. So that's why it's kind of getting the tag as his last one.
He's good in it. It's a small role, but he doesn't get like the death that
he knows what movie he's into.
Yeah, I think pretty much everyone does. I have issues with, I just think the Kerry Russell storyline is sadly just really boring.
Yeah, yeah.
Her daughter, sorry to say, is just crap and a wasted character. And they don't do anything with the tension between them.
Mm. Yeah.
Like when it's with Aldrin, is it?
Alden. Yeah.
When it's with him and those guys, it's fucking great. And when it's with the detective who just loves his puppy, he's fantastic.
His journey from hating that dog to loving that dog.
He never hated that dog.
No. Yeah. It makes his death quite tragic.
It's beautiful. Like, you want him to live, but he was never gonna.
No, but that whole standoff with him on top of the gazebo is just so good.
The fact that old mate just ends up with the dog at the end is so random. Yes. All right.
Yeah. That's good.
They could have done a better job of, like, seeding in that his son really wants a dog or something.
Yeah, well, like, it's the stand-in for the lizard. They've got the lizard line. Yeah. He goes, so I should get him a lizard. It doesn't have to be a lizard.
Yeah. No,
okay. And then we get
him something
dog.
That, you know, he'd love and be able to talk to. Yeah. I love that whole standoff scene is so fantastic, but I think it also ends so abruptly.
Yeah.
And also the fact that the other cop is dirty.
Yeah, that's just
it's a waste because she's dirty, but then
it comes in really late and it kind of just doesn't.
Because then she just leaves and then she gives the dog, and you're like, okay,
well, she's just not a strong character. And it's like, well, so what are the consequences for you then?
Right.
Nothing.
They kind of weren't
No.
You killed a good man.
Yeah.
I feel for Kerry Russell a little bit because I don't know. I think it's partly she's not acting in the same movies as everybody else.
Yeah.
And partly
yeah.
she's just not written in
They've
the way.
They've given her a different storyline altogether.
She's in a more serious film.
She's in a standard sort of horror.
Yeah. And everyone else is in a really silly comedy.
Right, yes. Exactly. Yeah.
And I get you need a straight character.
But you can still have straight that's funny. Like,
well, David is the straight character because he's like, there's a job to do. Can everyone just fucking stop doing dumb shit? We need to get this coke back.
Like, Kerry Russell doesn't need to be in it, nearly.
You could get rid of Kerry Russell and it's just Henry and the girl go into the woods, right?
Yeah.
And Henry finds her on his own.
I'll tell you what you do. David could even be like, that's his daughter out there for some reason or something like tie them two together even more.
Yeah.
So he's even got the added thing of like, oh, I got to go get, or maybe Henry's his kid because that's even like, that's funny because Henry rocks.
Yeah.
He's got to get his kid. He's got to get this coke for the boss. It's like, he's just having the worst day of his life.
Yeah. He's got the kids for the weekend.
Right.
He's also going to get killed by his boss if he doesn't.
Yeah. He's brought the kids with him on this job.
Yeah. Because he thinks it'll be fucking easy as well. Or something like, and then the bear complicates things.
Yeah.
Like, to him, it's just, we're going out for a bushwalk.
Yeah,
we're
going
to find some coke.
I also love that there's so many shots in this movie where they are looking for coke and they walk past a bag of coke. There's one where they're like, we've got to get this coke back from this bear. And in that walk, they walk past two bags of coke in very easily gettable places.
That's crazy.
Look, it's a good time. It's a messy time, but I had fun. And there are bits that are so fucking funny. The bit at the end where the guy gets his fingers. How did he shoot those two fingers?
Right. That's very funny.
His middle finger and his pinky. Yeah.
For me, it was when the bear just dropped on Aldrin.
Yeah.
Oh, he's alive. He's safe under there, but he's got a bear on him. Yeah. Like, I don't know. That really tickled me.
There's a line where it's like, oh, how do you know it's a girl bear? And he goes, because its vagina is in my face.
And just even the way the detective's like, oh, I'll flick some coke in here. That's what it'll get it to move again.
Yeah. Starts making it snow.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Wild stuff. Yeah. Even just that the bear was literally meant to be a coke addict who was just desperate for that Coke that they could throw a bag and be like, oh yeah, that's what I want.
But
yeah.
even the way that it gets distracted by the medical bag, because the medical bag is looks red similar, and it chases the ambulance because it wants the red medical Coke, bag. Yeah. But that's not Coke.
Yeah.
Silly bear, mate.
Wild stuff. Man,
those black bears.
Guys, don't do drugs.
Yeah. What was the great line I really like? If it's black, fight back. If it's brown, hit the ground.
Yep.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Bear content.
That comes up, and then I think it comes up with Wikipedia.
Yeah. I've heard that before, though.
Yeah. So, well, that's the thing in that.
Well, that's just the general vibe.
They have that conversation, the two hikers at the start, and he's like, no, if it comes at us, we've got to make ourselves bigger, and you know, we've got to fight it, otherwise it'll...
Yeah.
And you know, it doesn't matter, because that bear's on coke.
Yeah. I feel like if we're out there, we would just lose our minds anyway.
Right.
You'd be like, black, brown, I can't remember which one was the one that you fight.
Oh, God, in the moment.
Let's do some cocaine to mellow out.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Were we scared, boys?
Nah.
It's dumb and fun. Silly. There's one jump scare very early, which is when they're looking at the bear through the camera and it drops down into the grass and then it appears.
Oh, yeah.
That's really the only one that got me.
And then, like, some of the gross out stuff, like when they open the cupboard and the bear's got like the head, I think, and it's holding a head or something.
Nah,
it's like
put
that.
The guy's holding his own head.
Oh, the guy's holding his own head. That's it.
Can we just talk about some of the weird, non natural shit? And there's a bit where that guy's talking about how he wants to go to New York City, and it just does that smash cut of him standing there with all of his friends, like, we're going to go to New York. And they're both dead.
Yeah. Drop in some surrealism. Why not? Yeah. I don't mind it.
Yeah, the gore and the violence is a little bit terrifying, and you're like, geez, are they going to get away from this bear? But yeah, there's no big time scares. It's a fun slasher with a bear on coke.
Yeah. There's that bit, right, so you know how Kerry Russell's tracking her daughter.
Yeah.
And then doesn't Henry say, oh, the bear dragged her? Or does the bear drag, or did he say that she ran that way? I think she got chased that way.
Right.
And then for some reason, the daughter ends up in the bear cave.
Somehow in the cave, yeah.
And it's not really clear, like, did the bear take her there, did she go there?
I'm thinking she went there and saw, oh, there's a cave. That'll be a safe spot to wait while she's injured.
Yeah, okay.
That was my reading.
Very
of it,
convenient and not.
But again, this is where we've skipped some steps. Yeah. Like even that whole thing where
they showed nothing of her.
Well, they had the kids.
If her mum is the protagonist of this story,
right?
You got to show like what's going on with her as well, because we completely forget about her.
Yeah,
she's there and then she's gone.
Yeah,
and then we see her at the end when she's in the cave.
I think the bear takes her to the cave because the bear drops the bag of coke off there. For the cubs, and then goes out again.
Yeah, so but then why,
where's that scene then?
Why does the bear drag her to its cave?
Yeah. I think because it assumes it's her kid.
That's dumb as fuck.
Yeah, it's crazy that we get a scene of the kids, like, one, they're almost both going to OD,
I love the Henry being like, yeah, that's not what it looks like when I do it.
Yeah. But we go from that to the bear attacking them, and then we cut off, and then it's not until we see Kerry Russell again and she finds Henry up a tree.
Yeah.
You're like, hold on. There's a whole chunk missing there. Like, that's crazy to me.
Yeah, that was a mess.
Yeah.
But I think I got swept up in the silliness of everything. For sure. And like, you forget about it. It's one of those movies where, like, I really enjoy it in the moment, but when you analyze it, it's like, geez, there's a lot of holes in this thing.
Right. And that's where I unfortunately was already in that mindset. Yeah. Literally had my notepad out. Yeah. Like, come on.
You didn't have the laughter of other people to feed off. And then...
Oh, I had some wet coughing.
Yeah. You take your coughs home, boy.
Don't need that in my cinema.
Yeah. You're not pulling into Coffs Harbor, are you? It's a fun little Australian location joke for everybody.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Real they all got joke. It, mate. I hope so. They all knew.
Yeah.
Does your dad listen to this show?
I don't know.
If he does, he's chuckling right now.
He's like, does he have a t-shirt? That's the home of the big banana.
Does Terrence have a t-shirt? I feel like he said he got a t-shirt.
Terrence has a Scaredy Boy shirt and a Howgood's footy shirt.
He's got a great bright orange Howgood's footy shirt.
He's two up on both our dads.
I think he's got a long sleeve. True. He's got the long sleeve baseball tee for the Scaredy Boy shirt, I think.
Yeah. My dad did come to a live show once.
Yep.
I remember. He still talks about it. He loved it. He
was
had a
it
great
an
time.
Old movie maintenance one?
Yeah, might be in the final movie maintenance
the final one.
One.
I remember.
Honestly, loves it. So they actually have a place not too far from where we did the venue we did that at.
No, because I do remember both your parents came to that live show. And I remember being up on stage talking about dicks floating to heaven. and then like a few months later, I was the MC of your wedding. And I was like, I wonder what the vibe is from his parents.
I hope he talks about the dicks floating to heaven.
Yeah, I loved when he did that. That's very funny. So yeah, we'll get Terrence at a live show.
Get him down, mate.
Get him in. Get him on stage.
Get him on the show. Oh no, we can't. He likes banana splits.
He likes the kids show banana splits. I don't think he's ever part of the problem. Film.
That was popular because of Terrence, and then they made a movie.
All right, he's banned from live shows.
He's
then. Off. Sorry,
yeah.
he's off.
He has a shirt. Rip it up.
Ooh. Yeah, I think that's pretty harsh.
Put a big cross on it.
I'll cross you out on the shirt.
On Terrence's shirt.
I want to see that next time I see him. I'm just crossed out on this shirt.
With just the caption, not my son, underneath it.
A little love heart around Tom's head.
And Deimos.
Yeah. I mean, as well. Okay, lovely.
She draws a halo around you.
Yeah. Did our characters act wisely or foolishly?
Oh, it's a film of stupidity.
Yeah.
I mean, I couldn't even pinpoint. Basically, nearly every decision is a bad one.
Yes,
well,
we even
get that rhyme about what to do for different bears.
Yeah.
I mean, it's on Coke. None of that matters anyway, I guess. But when they climb the tree, that whole scene.
Yeah.
And like they make the point of like, oh, that's not a good spot to be. Of course they can climb trees.
Oh, when he's like, oh, because bears can't climb trees. And him just, Jesse Tyler Ferguson be like, what do you mean? Yes, they can.
Of course they can.
And being like, then why did you climb the tree?
Jesse Tyler Ferguson, it seems crazy that he's got no idea of what to do in the situation.
Yeah.
Like it's to the point where it's like, maybe you need to do a bit more character work and make it that he's like a bit of a fraud at his job. Like,
right.
Like Margot's into him because she thinks he's hot or something.
Yeah.
Like, and he just is a dumb boy.
Yeah.
Because he seems capable, but then as soon as it happens, he climbs a tree and just acts like a
fucker. He does fall face first into a mound of coke. And he gets shot by it.
That's
Margot.
Not immediately, though, is it?
No. But he
panics immediately, and it's like, mate, you're the one who should be like telling everybody to be calm in this situation. Yeah. Margot, too, in essence, but then you very quickly go, oh, there's a reason why you're stationed here.
Yeah, it would be nice to have one person who's a little more in control. Yeah.
And they can die very quickly early.
Yeah, where it was just pretty like Kerry Russell, I guess, is that character, but she just did nothing.
But she doesn't really know what she's doing.
Yeah. Her daughter's clever, throwing the paint.
Yeah, thought it was all right.
A vanishing daughter.
Yeah.
And then for the criminals,
everyone's an idiot.
They're pretty big idiots.
Yeah. The puppy detective's pretty clever.
Yeah, when he works out it's after the coke.
Finds the coke, gets it, holds them off by, being able to point the gun at them the whole time.
I just love the fact that, like, how'd you get up there? Yeah. I jumped off that tree and then he just so completely rattles, like, how am I going to get down?
I love that. He's like, you stand right there. I was waiting for him to do an, oh, shit. Yeah.
He was a great character.
All of the criminal stuff was really good. The main through line they just didn't do enough with at all. Like, it would have been so much funnier if Kerry Russell doesn't go look for the daughter, the kids make it just back home because they get saved by Alden, who's like, I've got to save these kids because it's a standard for my kid.
Right.
Fuck you, Dad.
Yeah.
And then they get saved, they go home, and then mum's like, and where were you today? And they're like, oh, just out.
Yeah. That would be great. Kids go on a wild coke-filled adventure and then come home at the end of the day and they're like, nah, it's all good.
Yeah.
You don't need Kerry Russell. Sorry, Kerry.
Could have her.
You're not written into the same film.
No, I don't even
need her. It's one of those, it's like the typical horror, it should be the horror thing of like, you don't even see the parent.
It's
the kid going on the journey. They get mixed up with drug dealers and bears and all sorts of wild shit.
It's insane day, yeah.
They come home forever scarred.
Yeah. Would you have wanted more?
He's going to be thinking about this forever.
Yeah, that was a very funny line. So he's very good, he's honestly.
You know what's, I was just looking at some trivia before on IMDb and I've got like quotes and the top quote is just, quote, bear, raw. That's all it
what
says.
What the fuck?
That's insane.
Yeah. I think Henry should win the Golden Globe for supporting actor.
The bear?
No, Henry.
Henry.
He's pretty good. I also love...
Oh, that's right. Golden Globes only do the comedy, musical, and drama categories for the main actor, don't they? Not for supporting.
Right, that sounds right.
Cowards. Yeah, absolute cowards.
It's very funny that we have a category for ensemble, like, awards. Yeah. What is it? The SAG Awards have that one?
Yeah, like, just an ensemble for the whole cast.
There you go. Give it to everybody.
Give it to Cocaine Bear.
Give it to Cocaine Bear.
That'll be so funny.
Everyone, and they're like, except except for Kara Russell, who should be in the movie, and the police detective woman, because we don't know why she's there.
Yeah.
But everybody else.
Everyone else is hitting a home run.
Can I, on that, can I ask you, what do you think the legacy of this movie will be? Because like this movie's already had a weird history in the sense that it sort of came from this story in the 80s, and then it kind of like is almost a meme that became a movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'd, like I said, I think it does have its value. It's funny. It's everything like that. And I could see it becoming this sort of odd cult classic.
Yeah.
I actually think it's already... I think it's become too popular for it to get that cult classic status in that it's already hit the mainstream.
Mm.
Whereas I think usually to get that cult classic status, it needs to be unappreciated when it first gets released. And then it's not until later that people
I think kind of take ownership in 10 of it. Years, people will be like, what the fuck was Cocaine Bear?
Yeah. I think so too.
I don't think it's going to have stains.
It's done well at the box office, I think.
Yeah.
I still just think there's so many things that come out all the time. Yeah. So it's just quickly it'll be forgotten and then it'll settle comfortably into cult status, I reckon.
Yeah.
I even wonder if it will get cult status. Apparently so there's
discovered in a few years' time.
I think purely from the name alone,
yeah,
people will watch this years from now.
So there's also apparently, which could add to it or detract, because that's sometimes how it works with horror, they might be doing a sequel because it has done well at the box office, where they're just going to make up a story about like Meth Gator or whatever it
is. Well,
like,
I mean, they already made up a story.
So, yeah, well, of course. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, so it won't even be a Bear sequel.
No, well, I've just read one thing about it where they're like, oh, we're brain shopping some other options sequels.
To be honest, yeah, they should.
100%.
Do Meth Shark.
Meth Gator is a movie that has come out, not by them, but by a different
studio. Oh, right. Oh, there you go.
By like Asylum or whatever it is.
Right.
The thing that's very funny about this Cocaine Bear story is that the story of the coke and the plane and everything has been adapted into popular media twice.
Right.
Once as Cocaine Bear and the second time as an entire season of the TV show Justified.
Yeah. Is that the same plane?
Yeah, it's the same story. That story about-
Which season, sorry?
The season where you learn that the sheriff is not the sheriff.
Is this plane- Is this the- That's D.B. Cooper, though.
Yeah, the D.B. Cooper story.
Is this the same story?
Is the same story.
So D.B. Cooper plane dropped the cocaine that was the Cocaine Bear?
Yes.
Is it really?
Yeah, it's the same story.
That's blowing my head off.
They've used that story to adapt.
I thought it was a different thing.
Nah.
Fucking wild.
Yeah.
Man, that DB Cooper plane,
yeah.
That's made some content, I'll tell you what.
I mean,
even when I saw it in Justified, I'm like, oh, this has like been done in like this movie and this movie.
Right.
Crazy.
But yeah, the story, it's the true story of that coke and that plane.
Where are you, bud?
Got turned into that movie with
yeah.
They should have put DB Cooper in this.
So old mate from the Americans is supposed to be DB Cooper at the start of this movie?
Yes.
Okay.
Has it got both stars of the Americans?
Yeah,
in it
does.
Yeah, it's
got
that
Russell,
is so
yeah.
funny.
Yeah. Huh. The Americans. Made by the showrunner of Justified. It's all connected, mate.
Oh, my God. DB it's a Cooper. Big God. Tapestry. Yeah. Hollywood, if
is
you
it
ask
Graham
me.
Graham Yost, I think, is the showrunner.
Graham Yost, yeah.
Graham Yost is DB Cooper.
I am Graham Yost.
We got him. We fucking got him.
All right, boys, how would we do in this situation?
I've got a little bit of Bear knowledge.
Can I ask you a question, Sean?
Yeah.
So, in our Prey episode,
yeah.
you wanted to fight the Predator.
Yep.
You also said you were keen to see how you go up against a bear.
Yep.
Are you as keen to go up against a bear that you know is... fueled on coke.
Yep, I've thought about it.
And technically, the rules for this bear are, if it's black, fight back.
Yep.
If it's brown, lie down.
Okay.
And I know that rule.
Yeah.
So, Damo, once Sean's dead, what are we doing?
I think we're high-tailing
I don't necessarily
out
think I die.
No, I think you do.
Mate, people can fight bears.
Are you one of those people?
What point do I get the bear, though? How far into the cocaine phase?
Well, we start the movie with it already coked up, so that point.
That point.
I'm not ruling myself out against this bear.
That's psycho from
me. I am.
Yes.
You have some deranged...
Do I have any weapons?
I don't know, mate.
Who are we in the context?
We
of
are
the
drug guys, I think.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So then maybe
our boss has been like, hey, guys, you've got to get that coke for the podcast. Zammit has sent us on a coke mission.
Yeah. I don't instantly go, oh, no, I'm dead.
Why not?
You got to believe in yourself,
mate.
Did
you just watch this movie,
dude? Yeah,
I watched it.
Okay. Watched it.
Yeah. Don't worry.
I've lived it.
No one who fought this bear won.
No.
But if you don't believe in yourself, who will? Okay?
Okay.
Yeah.
So at Sean's funeral.
Yeah.
Maybe in order to beat the monster, you have to become the monster. I have to do cocaine.
Oh, now, that becomes more interesting.
All right, coke fight. You're coked up. The bear's coked up. So you die.
Cocaine bear versus cocaine carno.
Sure. Cocaine carno.
You guys just selling tickets. All these people out in the forest. Like, you want to watch a fucking insane man die?
Okay, now I'm starting to give you some odds. Because I think you against a regular bear.
Now the odds are involved. We could sell a lot of tickets.
Yep.
You guys could bet against me.
Yep.
Wait, no. Bet with me. You got to bet with me. Because then we make a lot of money when I win.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Hey, Damo. We're betting against him, aren't we?
Yeah, well, look. We might have to split the odds.
Can I bet on myself?
Sure.
Put it all on me.
Okay.
Okay, great. That's yeah. where we get our fortune
Man, that's
from.
Gonna be so shit that there's no inheritance left.
I think in order, to defeat the bear, though, I have to do a bit of a Liam Neeson in the Grey type situation. Right. I have to sort of like weapon up a bit.
Okay. Sure.
Am I allowed to do that?
Can't give you a gun.
Am I allowed to like smash some?
You
like
can use whatever's around you. Yeah.
I think we find like the booze section of the plane that fell out with the little mini bottles of alcohol. Smash them. I tape them to my fingers.
All right. Okay.
Is that the Grey thing? No one can see this because it is an audio podcast, but the look I just got from Sean was the look of a man who's going to get killed flying a bear.
He literally is licking his lips. His eyes are lit. He was holding fists up. I do want to say that as well.
Yeah. Look, I'm not going to lie. I'd like to fight the bear.
Okay. Not shocking at all.
Yeah. My girlfriend was listening to a podcast about like true stories and stuff, and one of them is about a guy who describes being attacked by a bear. And right. I think you need to listen to it, Sean.
Yeah. Is it a brown bear or a black bear?
I think it's a brown bear. I think it's a grizzly. But it's the way this guy apparently describes it. The podcast, like, it's true stories of like things that, I think it's called This Actually Happened or That Actually Happened. And it's people recounting like crazy true stories that, you know, my boyfriend kidnapped me, or I joined a cult, or I was part of a bank robbery, or I was attacked by a bear.
Yeah.
I think you need to listen to it, because I think you need some... You need to hear what it sounds like to have your skull crushed by a bear.
Yeah, but you're failing to remember that I listen to a lot of this stuff.
It makes it even more fucking insane that you want to fight a bear.
But you've met me, mate. Yeah, I've just got to know.
I mean, you got to find an answer very quickly.
Curious,
in my
Sean.
Assumption.
But I'm stacking the deck in my favor in this cocaine bear scenario.
Okay.
I'm on cocaine.
Mm-hmm.
I've got glass daggers on my hands.
Have you been preparing for this? Have you been hitting the gym? Have you been like, are you pumped
in the context
up?
Of the movie?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
I think so.
All right.
No, you haven't. Yeah, sure. Nah. Just you now.
I think I have.
No, you haven't.
Well, I think me is enough. I think I can have a crack.
I love the belief.
Let's have a go.
You're a tall guy.
Let's have a go. I don't think I'm as tall as the bear.
I'm pretty sure bears are tall too, mate.
Yeah. How tall is this bear?
Bear sized.
Yeah. 8 foot or something, is it?
You know, when you see like boxing matchups and they give you like, you know, the weight, the reach, the height, all that sort of
stuff. In the blue
stats.
Corner.
Yeah, I kind of want like every time a filmmaker does a creature or something.
Right.
Give me those stats.
Get some stats.
Yeah, I just want to know. Yeah. I want to put a bit of a file together.
Yeah.
How about I give you this file, Sean?
Sean Carney over here is 50-0 in his career. He's never been defeated.
By a bear.
40 wins by knockout.
Is your whole career just fighting different creatures, different animals? Like, you've never actually fought a man, just a regular man.
Yeah. I'm the predator. I go anywhere to just find the strongest thing.
Okay, so its claws are 4 centimeters long.
Oof. Yeah, okay.
That's pretty big. So adult male black bears range from about 130 to 190 centimeters tall.
They're not as tall as you would think, I suppose.
That's male. Females are bigger again.
Oh, okay.
So about 2 meters.
Interesting.
Or 2 meters.
And they weigh 40 to 80 kilograms.
No, that can't be right.
That doesn't sound right.
That can't be right. How big is the largest? A 700-pound black bear.
700
the
pounds?
Wow. All right, so American black bear, sometimes known as the Barabul, is a species of medium-sized bear. It is... Let's get some... Man, they just don't give me like...
Do you know what the problem here is? He's not on IMDb.
No, I'm on Wikipedia and it's...
You don't know how to use the internet, do you?
Oh, what about a cinnamon bear, Sean? You reckon you could take on a cinnamon bear?
Give me
a photo. Look how bloody cute
give me a
cinnamon
photo.
Bear is.
Oh,
hey, looks fun.
Kissable.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah, can't beat that.
Snuggable.
Like, you look at that.
Yeah.
I'm talking about cocaine bear. I think I can handle him. Are we teaming up? Like, if the three of us fight...
I'm sorry, mate. No,
so we're deciding not to?
We have to,
in all seriousness, fights aside, fights that I would win aside, we have to stand there and sort of confront it because it's a black bear.
But if you said you have to know, you have to know Sean versus bear, not Scaredy Boys versus bear.
Okay.
So like,
fine, I'll be the hero.
I feel like you would literally be saying, no, boys, I just need to know. Step back.
Also, I'm not fighting the bear.
Can I fight it near a cliff?
I guess, yeah.
Yeah, I'll push it off the cliff.
Okay.
Yeah, okay, go on.
Didn't work out for Ray Liotta,
here's the
but
thing.
That's fine.
You need to get close enough to push it.
I'll do it. That's part of it. That's the skill set required. Courage.
Oh. Do you know what's incredible? I often think that I'm the dumbest man on this show, but I think I'm not. You are.
Don't present me with a dangerous thing and expect me not to want to fight it.
That's fucking dumb ass.
That's this whole podcast is us facing dangerous things.
And how many have I beaten?
None.
I think I've beaten some.
You've not beaten a bear.
I haven't faced a bear yet.
Fuck me. We're not going to America ever for this show. What if we are? Sean's going
to
die.
Yeah, yeah. So, okay. I think to round this episode off, Tom, what are you doing while Sean's fighting the bear?
I'm doing coke.
Okay, you're off on the corner doing coke.
And then you're
going
to join the fight.
No.
Come on, mate. It's such a waste.
No.
Why do coke if you're not going to fight a bear?
Because I don't want to fight the bear.
He's just looking for an escape. That's
all. Yeah, I'm like...
He's trying to forget his friend being ripped in half.
Yes, I'm going to carry this move for the rest of my life. I better do the biggest line in the world.
What are you doing?
I feel like I would... I'm a lover of animals. I might be trying to like placate the bear.
Me
I could
too.
See me sort of going for that side of things. things.
Yeah, I also love animals.
Which I also think will get me killed, to be fair. Yeah. This bear is not into being placated.
Yeah. Are we driven by our goal? Like, we've got to get that cocaine back for our boss? Or do we just go, nah, fuck Ray Liotta.
He's intimidating. He's got a great head of hair in this movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we can just escape.
I think we can just escape. I think really at the end of the day, who the fuck cares?
Live a happier life. We don't want to be in the drug business anymore.
Yeah. Though. I'm not career driven, me. Yeah. So I'm not bothered.
I think we've got to save Henry, though.
Yep. Sure.
You're dead. So how do we save Henry,
Damo? Well, Sean's dead.
Well, now you've got a seat in the car.
You're off your head on coke.
Yeah, but I can still help a kid.
Okay.
You're Henry's dad now, Damo.
Oh, am I? Okay.
It's the you and Henry story.
God, I'm a terrible
father. That's the sequel. You bring him back to Australia and it's like fucking cocaine croc. You and Sharni Vincent have to protect him from a crocodile on cocaine.
There we go.
Sorted. Just a fun little insight, speaking of Sharni Vincent, just based on some of the films that we've watched and have talked about and might be talking about in the future this year. Yeah. She is my number one watched actor on Letterboxd.
Fucking love that. That's fantastic. Great. That's a wonderful
get her on the show.
Yeah, yeah.
We love you, Sharni.
Sharni, if you're listening, the invitation's always open.
Yeah. So then I think, Sean, I'm sorry, but you're dead. Yeah. I'm back in Oz with my boy fighting a croc. And Tom, I think you're the kid at the end who's now hitchhiking.
You've got a bag of coke.
I got a big bag of coke and I'm like, going to New York City.
Well, that's all the scary talk we have for this episode. I've been Damien.
I've been Sean.
I've been Tom.
And if you scary listeners like our show would like to help us out, you can. It's really easy. You can just head over to patreon.com/scaryboys and become a patron with just $5 a month. You get access to all our bonus episodes, including chases, scary stories, deep dives, and a whole bunch of other cool stuff, as well as Small Screen Scares, our podcast we watch and review horror TV, and even more. I'm not even going to go into it already. There's too much stuff on there. Or you can leave us a review wherever you listen. That really does help a bunch and makes us feel quite special. And lastly, if you have any comments about this episode or just want to say hi, you can email us at 3scaredboys@gmail.com, or you can find us on Twitter at @scaredboys, or individually, I'm at Midday Pajamas.
I'm in the stomach of a bear.
And I'm in New York City.
Stay scared, everyone. Let me read my synopsis, you guys.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.